Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin. Now, before I start talking about the joys of tantric sex and what tantric really is all about, I would like to take a moment to mention my own experience with the whole tantra thing. I first came across tantra when I was in my 20s. Yeah, that long ago. Being a normal hormonal 20-something. And there was something that promised me greater and deeper sexual pleasure than I could imagine. Well, I most definitely found it attractive. I had a broad mind and a wicked imagination. So I started digging deeper. I have to say that most of the information I found at the time was very dry and in very lengthy books that honestly just made me feel like the whole thing would take like 50 years to learn, by which time I wouldn't be of an age where I might enjoy it as much. But out of intellectual curiosity, probably a little more than sexual desire, I persisted. Now, I'm one of those people who likes to have things broken down into bite-sized chunks. It's just the way my mind works. I like bullet points and summaries. So, as I was trawling over these lengthy tomes, I would rewrite sections into what I found to be more useful, smaller chunks. And when I started putting these chunks into some semblance of order for a training program, something I found laborious to do, but without it, I would have had to say I struggled. But when they were put into an order, and I started to apply them, I did notice a difference. The increase in effects I enjoyed from Tantra previous to that was, well, disappointing. It's possibly because I had a full-time job, a life to lead, etc. So I didn't have the time to put into the Tantra training maybe they wanted, maybe I should have done. But doing it this way, by putting it down into small chunks and creating this simplified method, well, I found the effects to be a lot more enjoyable, a lot quicker, possibly all because it was simpler for me to understand. Now, you might be the same. For you, Tantra may seem like some big mysterious thing that you think you'll never get to master. And maybe to a degree that's true, but do you need to master it, really? What if you could heighten all your sensations within a few weeks? What if you could enjoy deeper self-pleasure in just a matter of a few hours? Okay, you might not be having marathon sex sessions, but we all have work to do. We all have a life to get on with. Most of us don't have the amount of time spare to enjoy that extent of passion, let alone learn about it. So, can it really be this easy to heighten your pleasures, either with a partner or on your own? Well, yes, it can. If you've listened to any of my experiential eroticas, and I seriously hope you have, then you have already been using some very basic tantric techniques. For example, a lot of the breathing techniques I use are a watered-down version of tantric breathing. So you are probably already doing Tantra without realizing it. The next step is understanding what Tantra is and how you can build on what you are doing already. Okay, I've rattled on for a few minutes without going over what Tantra is because there are a lot of misconceptions about that as well. Tantra originally comes from the Sanskrit word meaning to weave, which actually originates from the original Tantra texts, which covered many things from immortality to sexual pleasure. But fundamentally, the texts were meant to be a guidebook for managing and strengthening certain energies within your body. I won't get into all the deities or the use of narcotics. What we are basically talking about is a way to control the energy moving through your body, be that spiritual, sexual, or even emotional. This is something people learn to do all the time with meditation, visualization, and self-hypnosis. You can just learn to apply it in a way that enhances your sensual pleasure. Okay, here's an example. Quick, simple one. Now, please only do this if you know you won't be disturbed, and there is nothing else that needs your attention right now. It's only going to take a couple of minutes. Now just take a deep breath and hold it for a count of 3, 2, 1. Let it go with a sigh, closing your eyes all the way down. Feel relaxation spreading from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. Every breath you take, relaxing you deeper and deeper. And as you continue to breathe deeply, I wonder if you can remember, imagine or pretend, an intense sensual erotic moment. That's it. And as you get a sense of this moment in your mind, I wonder if you might notice where you feel those sensations most intensely. It might be your thighs, your nipples, your genitals, or somewhere else. Now just take a moment and focus on that spot. Notice if there are any colors you might associate with the sensation. Notice how the sensation feels. Perhaps a tingling, a throbbing, or even a small ball of energy. However you notice the sensations are perfect for you. And as you continue to breathe deeply, you might notice if that sensation begins to spread. Maybe slowly at first, but getting stronger and stronger with every breath you take. That's it. And as you continue to breathe deeply, you can give yourself permission now to immerse yourself in that energy. Let it move wherever it wants. Don't assist, don't resist. Just enjoy all the sensations. And when you're ready, you can let that sensation go. So how did that feel? Now, it will feel differently for everyone. For some, it takes a little practice to really enjoy their sensations. But for those people, when they do let go, well, it's like a dam bursting, and they can enjoy such very deep, intense pleasure very quickly. Although very simplistic and very fundamental, that is a basic way that your mind can control the energy moving in your body. With methods like that, very easy to learn methods that quickly can become part of your everyday life, you can heighten all the sensual pleasures you feel. Obviously, I do get asked about the tantric methods I use. So I've created a series of courses to help you enjoy even deeper pleasure and satisfaction. Now you can go ahead and visit wilddesires.com and discover more about the sensual pleasure waiting to be unleashed within your body. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.